At the heart of the impeachment story is President Trump's conduct with respect to Ukraine and Russia. Today, administration officials played host to Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. In a joint news conference with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Lavrov was asked about Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Here's some of what he had to say through an interpreter.
All speculations about our alleged interference in domestic processes in the United States are baseless. There are no facts that would support that. We did not see these facts. No one has given us this proof because simply does not exist.
After that denial from Lavrov, Pompeo was asked about the possibility of declassifying communications between U.S. and Russian officials concerning Russian meddling in 2016.
We'll publish all the documents we think appropriate. We think we've shared plenty of facts to show what happened in the 2016 election with our Russian counterparts. We don't think there's any mistake about what really transpired there.
Andrew Weiss served in Republican and Democratic administrations in multiple roles, including as director of Russian affairs on the National Security Council. He's now a vice president with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and joins us from Washington. Andrew, what exactly did we learn about U.S.-Russian relations today?
That a friend of mine likes to joke, the U.S.-Russian relationship is becoming a lot like the show Seinfeld. It's a relationship about nothing. The Russians are, you know, once again, for the 80th millionth time, saying, we didn't do anything in the 2016 election. Can't lay a glove on us. Show us the proof. And they basically are running circles around the Trump administration. Just the very fact of this meeting happening is a big win for the Kremlin.
I mean, Lavrov's visit to Washington comes just the day after the Ukraine peace summit in Paris, where President Putin sat down with Ukraine's President Zelensky. What do you think that tells us?
It tells us that somebody at the White House simply doesn't know how to either run a proper schedule or how to properly consult with our allies. Yesterday, there was a meeting in Paris hosted by the French president, attended also by the German chancellor, along with the Ukrainian president and the Russian president. And here you have the Russian foreign minister sort of popping into Washington on an overnight flight to do the debriefing of the president of the United States. It's a travesty.
I mean, this meeting had to be about something. What was at the top of the agenda? What did the White House actually want from these meetings with Lavrov?
I think it's better to say, what does Donald Trump want? And Donald Trump has been basically, since the day he took office, chasing after Vladimir Putin and any other Russian official he can corner. And he's, for reasons that are still, I think, thoroughly inexplicable, convinced that the U.S. and Russia can be great partners. And the topic that we're supposed to become partners on shifts over time. There's no foundation for that assertion. But the Russians fully appreciate that the mere fact of having their foreign minister in the Oval Office instead of the German foreign minister, the French foreign minister, let alone Ukrainian President Zelensky, sends the world a message that it's a U.S.-Russian buddies club, and the rest of the world's concerns that the U.S., you know, sometimes claims to care about can all basically be put aside. This is not the way foreign policy is supposed to be conducted. It's all a product of Donald Trump's very personalized approach to coddling authoritarian leaders. It's really not the way the railroad is supposed to be run.
Arms control, did that come up? Because Vladimir Putin offered recently to extend the Strategic Nuclear Weapons Treaty New START. What is Trump's position on New START and what progress was made there?
So this is the last remaining major arms control agreement between the United States and Russia. And the Trump administration, under John Bolton's leadership, has done everything possible to torpedo it. That's not to discount the importance of Russian cheating on other arms control agreements or to suggest that this is a panacea for all that is problematic in the U.S.-Russian relationship. But in this case, the U.S. won't take yes for an answer. The treaty allows the two major parties, the United States and Russia, to agree to a clean 5-year extension. But instead of doing that, the Trump administration has come up with this smokescreen where they say, well, unless we get China into the mix here, we can't negotiate an extension. So that's never going to happen. And so it's a very easy alibi for the Trump people to basically insist that we're doing all we can as the clock runs out.
Andrew Weiss of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.